Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Rick Munday. Batting second, the center fielder, Joe Wallace. Batting third, the third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting seventh, the catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Mick Kelleher. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bill Bonham. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Bonham. For the Montreal Expos, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting second, the second baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting third, the right fielder, Dell Unser. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Earl Williams. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Mike Jorgensen. Batting eighth, the catcher, Barry Foote. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Don Carruthers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Don Carruthers. And now, play ball. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Munday strikes out. 1 out. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Wallace hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Valentine strikes out. 1 out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dell Unser batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Unser takes first base on 4. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Unser moves to second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Unser scores. Williams moves to second. It's 1-0, Expos. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Parrish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Williams trying to get to home. Morales throws the ball into Mitterwald, who tags Williams, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Foley moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Morales takes first base on 4. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Trillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Mitterwald batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jorgensen strikes out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Carruthers is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Carruthers bunts towards the mound. Bonham fields it and throws to first for the out. Foote moves to second. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Foote scores. It's 2-0, Expos. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kelleher strikes out. One out. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bonham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wallace is 0 for 1 in the game. Wallace takes first base on ball 4. Bonham moves to second. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Unser takes first base on ball 4. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Parrish strikes out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen bunts towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foot is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Foot hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carruthers fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bonham bunts in front of the plate. Foot fields it and throws to first for the out. Kelleher moves to second. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Monday is 0-for-2 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams fields the ball and throws to Carruthers covering. Safe. Kelleher scores. It's 2-1, Expos. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wallace is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wallace hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Don Carruthers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carruthers is 0-for-0 in the game. Carruthers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Valentine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Valentine bunts towards third. Madlock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wayne Garrett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Garrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Valentine moves to second. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Madlock is 0-for-2 in the game. Madlock takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morales strikes out. 1 out. Pete Lockhock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lockhock is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockhock takes first base on ball 4. Madlock moves to second. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. Madlock moves to third. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trillo. The throw from foot and he is safe. Trillo steals second. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into right field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Mitterwald fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a line drive towards third. Madlock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jorgensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry White now playing left field. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Jose Cardenal pinch hits for Mick Kelleher. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bonham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bonham strikes out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Monday hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wallace hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Cardenal trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Jose Cardenal now playing left field. Rick Monday now playing center field. Rob Sparing now playing shortstop. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Foote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foote hits a line drive into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Carruthers is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Carruthers is 0-for-1 in the game. Carruthers strikes out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Valentine is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Valentine hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Madlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Murray now pitching. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. Morales moves to second. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morales scores. Trillo moves to second. It's Cubs, 2, Expos, 2. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mitterwald is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Garrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Unser hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mitterwald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jose Morales pinch hits for Jerry White. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Garrett moves to second. 2 outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Foley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Foley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Foley reaches second base with a double. Garrett scores. It's 3-2, Expos. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Foley moves to third. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Parrish is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Darryl Knowles now pitching. Bombo Rivera pinch hits for Mike Jorgensen. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Thornton now playing first base. Bombo Rivera now playing left field. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cardinal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Champ Summers pinch hits for Darryl Knowles. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Summers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cardinal moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Monday is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Monday bunts towards the mound. Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. Cardinal moves to third. Summers moves to second. 1 out. Wayne Tyrone pinch hits for Rob Sparing. Wayne Tyrone is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Tyrone is walked intentionally. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Madlock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cardinal scores. Summers moves to third. Tyrone moves to second. It's Cubs, 3, Expos, 3. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Summers scores. Tyrone scores. Madlock moves to third. Morales moves to second. It's 5-3, Cubs. Chuck Taylor now pitching. Gary Carter now playing right field. Del Unser now playing left field. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Lockhock is walked intentionally. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Trillo is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Trillo hits a line drive towards third. Parrish reaches out and makes the catch for the out. two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mitterwald is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Joe Coleman now pitching. Wayne Tyrone now playing third base. Champ Summers now playing left field. Dave Rosello now playing shortstop. Barry Foote batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Foote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foote is hit by the pitch. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Carter strikes out. One out. Ellis Valentine batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Valentine is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Valentine hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales. Valentine reaches second base with a double. Foote moves to third. Wayne Garrett batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Garrett is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Garrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Foote scores. Valentine moves to third. It's 5-4, Cubs. Bruce Sutter now pitching. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Unser hits a fly ball into left field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Valentine tags and scores. Two outs. It's Cubs, 5, Expos, 5. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thornton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Rosello hits a fly ball into left field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Summers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Summers strikes out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Monday is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Tyrone batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Tyrone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tyrone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Foley is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tyrone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Swisher pinch hits for Bruce Sutter. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Swisher strikes out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Morales hits a line drive into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks, Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Steve Swisher now catching. George Mitterwald now playing first base. Paul Ruschel now pitching. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Foote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Foote hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swisher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 3 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tyrone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Trillo is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Rosello is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosello hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Garrett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Unser is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Unser strikes out. 1 out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton strikes out. 2 outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. There goes Garrett. The throw from Swisher and he is out, Trillo applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Summers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Summers hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Monday hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Cubs. Wayne Tyrone is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tyrone is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tyrone strikes out. 2 outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Foley is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Parrish is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pete Mackinnon pinch hits for Chuck Taylor. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mackinnon strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Montreal Expos, 5. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.